Roger.
4ULC, KB4CBA.
4ULP, how are you today, David?
And dandy, I guess. I found out there's not much open today as far as fast food.
You repeat that?
I found out that there's not many fast food places open today.
Yeah, the winter weather has crippled everyone.
I guess, you know, they didn't have enough workers to come in, so they couldn't open.
Some HF questions for you. Well, the first one is, when you are transmitting, do you need to set anything on your radio? I'm not sure what kind of radio you use, but right now I'm using an old Tentec classic rig.
Tentec's a good radio, and in fact, I've toured their place when they were open there in Sevierville. That's been a good many years ago, but anyway, I'm using an Icon 7300. I'm running barefoot into a Carolina Windham. On this radio, this is an old Kenwood mobile rig, a TM231A, and I'm running 10 watts into a J-pole up on the roof.
When I go to transmit on HF, do I need to, set the resonant or, anything that I need to set to be able to receive and transmit accurately?
Run that by me again.
After I hook up my antenna to my radio and I turn on the radio on and, you know, since the tube radio, let it heat up, when I go to push the PTT switch, is there any knobs I need to turn, like the gain or the, I'm not sure how to I think it's resonant. It's spelled R-E-S-O-N-A-T-E. Do I need to set that or anything?
Asking the wrong person for that. I mean, there's somebody out there that's... What model Tentec is that radio?
I'm just wondering, you know, what if I'm missing something in transmitting and receiving.
No, I don't know. When you key up the mic, do you get a transmit light anywhere?
The ALC light comes on.
I'm not sure what that stands for. So what's the model number of your radio?
Well, let me dig up the manual here, and I'll see if it sets it on. I'm not sure. I'll have to look for it.
It would be on the front of the radio.
It's not on the front of the radio. It might be the, it says MNI.D and then a Tentec, so I'm not sure if that has anything to do with it.
I don't know. I'm trying to do a search here. Get to the back of the radio. Does it tell you anything back there?
Look back here and, found it. It is 546-1935.
546-1539, is that right?
Look at that again and I'll go look at the back of the radio again.
All right, 546-1539.
Up negative. It's 546-1935. 9-3-5.
I'm just seeing what I come up with. All right. Let me see if I can figure out which one of these yours is. I've got some. All I've got here is pictures and no model numbers.
Hello. I'm looking at my owner's manual now, and I probably should have looked at it before I, played around with my radio. Hopefully I didn't damage anything, but it looked like I needed to do some things, because I just thought you kind of flick on the radio, attach your antenna, and transmit and adjust some knobs for receiving. But according to the transmit control, what you're supposed to do to transmit, looks like I'm skipping a few things.
Well, one thing you can do is go do a Google search and just type in 10TEC and that number 546-1935, and you'll get a bunch of pictures of some radios. Doesn't say what models they are, but you might see one that looks like it. And it may send you to a like a video or something. Or heck, you may want to just type that into a go to YouTube and type that into the search on YouTube and see if you get a video of how to operate the radio.
ID. Yeah, I have the owner's manual here, and somebody wrote in the section on what to do before you transmit. This is not printed in the owner's manual. They put in pen, a box, and they said do this first, and then below that, there's a section here, and they said to read. So, I probably should have done a little bit more research in my owner's manual before I tried to transmit on my HF.
When all else fails, read the instructions. Good luck. And I had to when I got the 7300, it has a touch screen, and there's just bukus of settings in this thing. And you can set your bass and treble on the microphone how you want it, and just the stuff I had to change just to get this FT8 to work was just unbelievable. Going through the menu and having to set different parameters, but once you get everything set, you're good to go. KB4CBA.
The classic rigs, there's like no pre-programming. I mean, you turn it on and set everything the way you want and then transmit, but if, you know, you want to do something else, you have to reset everything.
Well, the radio has stuff like compression and different things like that you can set, and it tells you in the manual how to do that. But once you get all that set up and, this radio can do a whole lot and it can show you a whole lot of information. The thing I love about it is the waterfall it's like a waterfall and it's blue with white, waterfalls in it, and all the waterfalls are signals, and that way you don't have to hunt for signal, you can just look and see them on the screen and just go right to them, you know, dial it right in. So, and see who's talking or whatever you're doing. So it's a real neat radio.
That does sound like a, you know, a very nice radio, and I'd love to have radio like that. It's just that I don't have enough money.
So when I was your age, I think I had about $450, but that was a lot of money back in like 1967. Oh, no joke. I was cutting grass. I cut one guy's yard, and he paid me $8, and I thought I was robbing him.
So I'm going to sign off here and see if I can get my HF set up properly, and, you know, and hopefully I didn't damage it by not reading the owner's manual and trying to, you know, and do some more research before I transmit it. But this is KO4QLP 73s, and I'll be clear.
Xander, well, good luck, and as long as you had a load, you know, antenna, a load hooked up to it when you before you keep the mic, you're probably okay. But good luck. KO4ULP KB4CBA, clear.
KO4ULP. Can you try that again? I didn't quite catch your call sign.
ULP, this is...
Or ULP, other station, you still there?
Roger. Hey, I noticed you have a manual, and if you look on page 2-6, you'll find the function of the resonance knob.
6? Did I hear correctly?
It's 2-6.
All right, well, I'll pull that up and see. So, if you know what the page number, do you have a 10-tech your cell phone?
Negative. I was just listening to your conversation, and I pulled up the radio and the manual.
Thank you for your help, and I'll read through this and see if I can figure out what that knob does and see if I need to set it.
Okay, the manual basically says if you adjust it while he's singing, and you adjust it for a peak, and then it has nothing to do with transport.
For clearer audio, I'm guessing, then?
You're locking it in on your receive cycle, is what you're doing. You're tuning your receiver cycle.
Is this better? KO4QLP, other station, you still there?
This is KO4KSU, yes, absolutely.
I'm going to do a little bit more research on my HF to see if I can get it up and running, so I'll say 73 to you, and KO4QLP, and I'll be clear after your final.
I hope you have good luck with it. But in looking at the manual, it looks like you'll have fun with that radio. Thank you, signing off.
KO4NUE, this is KO4ULP.